Check. Chaz, what are we doing with the mic? Where's the mic?
You're listening to Grab the Mic with Colin and Chaz. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Grab the Mic with Colin and Chaz. We kind of left you guys off with a little secret little mission we were about to go on. That didn't really turn out the way we wanted it to, but we got some suspicious things that happened following, you know, our little mishap that we had.
Well, we started off by going, we went to the haunted bridge, like we said, and we unfortunately had about 15 minutes of being down there, which the 15 minutes we were there, we were mainly just looking around and checking everything out because we'd never been there before, not necessarily collecting evidence, but we had a group of guys that looked like trying to pull down there in trucks and stuff where we were at, and we didn't really know what they were about or if they were crackheads or something, so we decided to pack it up and come back another night. I know it might not sound that good because we left y'all up with some anticipation, but no one's more bummed out with us, I promise. I even, you know, pulled Chaz's shirt up and smacked him in the back with a handful of peanut butter just because I was so upset. But that, unfortunately, that's what happened. So we did get some stuff, not necessarily evidence, more so weird feelings. In particular, that came in the form of some graffiti.
Yeah, that was. So basically, what we did last night, we roll up to this place. It's in for anybody that's never been or know where this place is at, it's in Jersey, which is, it's kind of near Walnut Grove area, Monroe, where like sort of where we live, the general area. It's a big tall bridge, and it goes over, I guess it's a river.
It
goes over Ocovee River, and it's known notoriously for hangings and all kinds of mess. And so we pull up last night, and we stop on the bridge because me and Colin and his brother were all in the car. It was a scream we heard that made us kind of stop, and I looked back at Luke, which he heard the same thing, and we're like, Colin, did you hear that? We were like, that was definitely a scream. So we stop on this little bridge, and it's just a little bitty bridge. It's not, it's below the bridge that we're trying to get to.
Yeah, the bridge that we're trying to get to is like a railroad. So it's a railroad bridge, like, yeah, for trains and stuff. Oh, not used now, of course.
And it's a solid 100 feet in the air. So
it's really tall.
So we're trying to get up there, but we stop because we hear this scream. So we stop on this bridge. And it's the bridge it's just right above the river. And we look, like, we're looking around. We're like, what was that? The scream, you know? And Colin taps me, and he's like, dude, look, what is that?
And what I saw, and just to clarify, in case y'all don't know, Luke, he's my little brother. He comes with us sometimes when we're doing this stuff. But I looked over, and written in graffiti on the side of this bridge that's like the actual road bridge that we can drive down and stuff is, it says bad man, and has,
it's got like this demonic looking, it's got like this angry eye looking,
it's
dude,
so weird to explain. It's like symbols that make up a face, if that makes sense, like arrows and stuff like that. And if anybody knows anything about it, like, it could be something undemonic related. It just looks demonic by looking at it. But if it's something, you know, I guess that everyone knows that we just don't, you know, feel free to tell us in comments and stuff. But we looked it up and tried to figure out what was going on as far as what that meant. And I've researched it since and have yet to find anything.
It has nothing to do with any kind of graffiti that would be popularized like across anywhere. It was, but what started to kind of freak us out is, so we see that, and at that point we're just kind of noticing things probably in our minds that are freaky because we're in a freaky area. We're a little freaked out. We just heard a scream and we're out in the middle of nowhere. So what could have done that? So we get out of the car. We pull our car down. Like it's a little, what would you call it? Just a little trail that kind of leads you down to the river.
A little gravel path that goes up underneath the haunted bridge, supposedly. Yeah. That's like 100 feet up in the air that goes across. Well, you can pull your truck back down in there and stuff like that. But and I will say this, the strongest feeling that I like me has had or had that night was that moment when we saw that first Batman. It could have totally been, you know, us just, I guess, getting scared because we first
like,
saw
it's
it.
Like, but it's like Colin said, though, like we were talking earlier before we filmed the pod, and we were like, it's kind of weird because we hear the scream, and like, so on the bridge, like, it's probably like a 50-foot bridge, if I had to guess, but you have like another 50 feet till you even get to like the end of the road to the stop sign. So like we could have easily just gone to the stop sign or something, but like we hear that scream when we stop the truck and like we happen to be in that spot and we look right over and see that. And it's just kind of, I don't know, it was just kind of weird.
And that's the things that we try and like notice, I guess, is that when a bunch of coincidences start adding up, it becomes a little weird. And that was just the first of many that's happened, I guess,
within the last 24 hours.
Yeah,
really.
And this podcast, I mean, we may not release this until later this week, but we actually did this that night, though we told y'all we were about to go do it. But it was, the coincidence was is that whatever the scream was that we heard super quick and stopped the truck, whatever it was, stopped us at that exact spot to where as soon as you look to your left on the other side of the bridge, on the wall of the bridge, it had the Batman there. It had Batman with the symbol face, if I can describe it like that, like arrows making up a face that...
It's got like the eyebrows that are pointing downwards. Yeah, just like your stereotypical super, like mean looking face or whatever.
Super weird looking. But so, like made out of symbols. That's the thing that got me is the symbols. It's like a bunch of symbols that make up one big face. That's what made me like automatically think necessarily like demonic or something like that. Even though it could be something else. But that like when symbols and stuff like that are incorporated into different stuff, it always
raises
the
question. And
you have
no idea. I mean, our thought in that moment, we were kind of talking about it, like, while we saw it, we're thinking, you know, if somebody's over here graffitiing, it could be complete free range of, like, artistic, whatever you feel like putting on there, or it could be somebody seeing something, and they relate it to their graffiti, and they say that there's a Batman in the area, or something of that nature, because we park our car down on the trail, and we kind of walk down. When you walk down on the trail, you can either walk to the river, you can walk underneath the bridge that we stopped our truck on the bottom of the ground, which isn't, we never, in a nutshell, we never even got to make it to the top bridge that we really wanted to go to, which
we had people pull up on us,
which is what sucks. But so anyways, we're down in this area where we're basically near the river, and we go underneath the bridge. And we look up and we're just kind of looking at all the graffiti and stuff. There's even more graffiti on the bottom of the bridge. And we notice the same symbol again three more times down there. And one of them has three marks beside it that are in red. And everything else down
side,
there is in black.
Like parallel, as if it was like not necessarily whiskers coming off, but like I guess like where the cheeks of the face would be, had three lines in red on both sides. And I mean, for those of you who don't know, the reason the threes is significant when it comes to demonic stuff is that it's the mocking of the Trinity. That's why when there's like three taps or you get scratched and there's three marks, it can mean demonic, and it can mean that it's mocking the Trinity. So the Trinity of Christianity, that is. But we see these symbols down there, and it's the same Batman. There's other graffiti and stuff like that too, but these are obviously the ones that are sticking out to us because we're looking for that kind of stuff, and especially the one that sits off by itself that has the three marks on each side, no other spray paint near it. It's sitting there by itself. And at that point, nothing's happened necessarily to where like evidence is coming up and stuff. We also haven't tried to gather evidence.
At this point, we're kind of gathering our thoughts.
Yeah, we're
of,
checking
like,
everything
what
out.
The place is and what like where we. It's a creepy place. If you haven't been, I would definitely recommend going. It's kind of it's isolated. There's no doubt about it. It's really out there. And for people that know Jersey and like and know the area, it's not very populated. It's just kind of out in the middle of nowhere, and it's a little creepy. You're kind of driving out there, and you're just like, there's not much out here.
Yeah, I mean, for those of you who live over there, you'll know exactly what we're talking about. We don't necessarily like to, I guess, give away places just because it makes more people go there. Not because we don't want people to go there, but because when you're doing this kind of stuff, we don't know everything, but I mean, you can definitely attachments and stuff like that, especially with the stuff that happened the next day to me in particular. But
you don't want to go down to any of these kind of places and go mess around with your friends or whatever and kind of mock stuff, because you really don't know. Like, and we don't know everything either. Like we always say, like, we're not going to sit here and claim to be like professionals about any of this kind of stuff. But I mean, it's just kind of one of those things where, you know, like, these things have happened. People have been harmed before, and it's, you just never really know. So you kind of have to be cautious. Even where, like, when we got pulled up on last night, I told Colin immediately, I'm like, I don't know, man, we should probably get out of here. Cause I mean, they could have called the cops. Who even knows who they were, kind of thing. You just got to be careful when you do this kind of stuff. Cause most of the time you're either going to be trespassing anyways, or it's just going to be a place that you probably shouldn't be. As a matter of fact, this place had some backstory to it, and Colin has more on that.
Yeah, so this place that we went to back in the day, during slavery and during the segregation and stuff like that, it was known for its lynchings, and there was a lot of lynchings that took place here, from what I could gather on the internet. And when I say a lot, I'm talking like 20 to 30, possibly more. Those are just the ones that I found. What they would do is they would hang people from the bridge and then cut them down and let them fall down into the river. Well, there's a few stories that everybody has that, like, or as far as witnesses go, that they see a lot of people see figures walking across the big trestle bridge up on top. And like I said, there's like 100 feet in the air. So they see them as they're driving down the road. They see just figures walking across. And a lot of people also see a woman in particular that a lot of people have agreed on that, yes, this is exactly who I saw. And it's a woman who was pregnant. And as the story goes that I read online, her and a family's son, a younger son, not necessarily, like, when I say younger, not,
probably teenager.
From what I gather, not like a kid. Them two had a kid, and she got pregnant, which back then wasn't how things were necessarily done. But the family got mad, and the community got mad about it, and they lynched her from the bridge. And a lot of people say they see her in particular walking up either on the bridge itself or up from the riverbank, still pregnant, like still had a big belly, and holding her stomach as she's walking up crying. A lot of witnesses have reported seeing that in particular, which is pretty freaky.
And that itself is kind of eerie, because so the only way to get up to this place when you're walking really is to go up a huge incline.
Yeah, like almost too steep to go.
Imagine seeing a pregnant woman, which shouldn't be doing those kind of things. Like, she's like in such, like, she's so distraught or whatever. Just like seeing that, and people, it's been multiple occasions people have seen that.
Oh, right? Yeah. And that's the thing, like I said, coincidences. When that many people are reporting the same thing, like word for word about what happened, it gets kind of like, okay, that's actually happening. Mm. But anyways, another one. She's probably the main one. The other one that I found a lot of stuff on is a little boy on a bike.
And this is more recent.
Right.
Relatively, when we say.
There was a little boy who was on his way to a store one day, and on the way to the store riding his bike.
And this is in the 80s, correct? 86, yeah. You said?
This is August 1986. August 8th, 1986. And hold on, I'm just double checking my facts here before I start throwing stuff out. Yeah, August 8th, 1986, it was Lance Barnes who was on his way to the store riding a bicycle. And he got to the store, and witnesses say they report him getting in the truck with a Johnny Lamar Wade, who offered to give him a ride back home so he didn't have to ride. And that was the last time anybody saw him. And they found his body down by the river, on a trail leading to the river. And we don't know for a fact if it was right there underneath the bridge or not, but it was in the area. Like, when I say within it, when in the area, it was pretty darn close from what I gathered researching.
And these are other things that you think of, too. Like, I thought on multiple occasions last night. I'm not sure if Colin did either. It, when you're in those kind of moments and you're standing right there, like, you're standing where that kid's body probably possibly was. I mean, that it's just kind of one of those things where kind of it definitely gets you for sure, because you're sitting there and it's just it's surreal, because I mean, at one point there is a murder that happened right there where we're standing. I mean, and tons of them for that matter, if you include all the lynchings. And a
brutal murder at that. I mean, this kid was, first he was beaten over the head and then he was strangled and left. And the man who did it, he was arrested and he did life, or was supposed to do life in prison, but he passed away in 2007 from oral cancer, from what I gathered researching. But anyways, witnesses say they see this boy riding down the road on his bicycle still. A lot of people have reported seeing this little kid riding his bicycle. So there's a bunch of stuff going on as far as researching this place, and definitely we thought was worth checking out. Just to see what we could experience. Because, I mean, like we said with the plantation before, we had nothing necessarily to go on as far as being haunted that we saw. We just went and ended up finding a gold mine.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
But
in this place, not to say that this place isn't special, we have to go back, because
we were only there literally for 15 minutes, guys. I mean, it was, we had someone pull up, and when you're, like Chaz said, when you're in places like that, and it's a bunch of people you don't know, we're a good ways away from where we live. We don't know what these people are doing as far as when they're coming back down there. They could be doing the same thing we're doing. They could be just going down there to hang out, you know, but on the off chance that it is someone that you don't want to be around, a group of people that you definitely don't want to get involved with, or a group of people that are going to call the police on you, we just choose to get out of there and come back another night. So, which I still think was the right choice.
It was a good idea, because I mean, we had plenty of time to go down there. And the thing is with this, the main reason we really wanted to go was this bridge. And that's what sort of frustrated us, because we just never got to the bridge.
We're at the man-made stuff. We were at the, I mean, all of it was man-made, exactly. But we were at the new stuff, the stuff you can drive across and stuff. And that's where we had the weird experiences.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like the feelings we got when we saw the bad man stuff, and I know that sounds so cliche, like as far as feelings, but
it's just one of those things though. It's like we say, you connect things because first of all, you're excited. But naturally, you're in fear when you do these kind of things. So you look for stuff. You definitely check your surroundings at all times when you're doing this kind of stuff. But you kind of catch on to things that you can relate to what you're trying to.
Right.
Because like we said, we have zero clue. Because I do art. I do all kinds of stuff that people probably would never think about doing. Who knows? That somebody could have gone out there and graffitied all over the wall. That's just what they do. Like, bad man is their thing. Maybe it's like a little trend that they have, whatever. But in that moment, you're thinking, you know, well, we're in an area where there's probably bad men, demon, spirit, whatever you want to call it.
Because a lot of times, as far as people who do this kind of thing, as far as if it is something demonic, as far as like worshiping and stuff like that, they will congregate at places where there has been a lot of travesty. Mm-hmm. And as far as at least documented 20 to 30 lynchings, that sounds like a lot of tragedy to me. And a brutal murder of a little boy. I mean, it's perfect for if someone is trying to do something like that or conjure something bad.
Mm-hmm.
And if
we're not going to get too political with it, but I mean, if you're like us and you have beliefs of a God and a devil, any of this stuff, when you start messing with devilish things, I mean, that stuff, and it's not just us that's experienced this kind of stuff. I mean, you look across these shows, like we talked about, like the Ghost Adventures, any of those kind of things. You don't want to mess with demonic stuff.
Right.
It's a for real thing. I mean, and like we say, we're going to say this 100,000 times on this podcast. It's a real thing to us. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to agree with it. But if we believe in this stuff, and we have seen cases, and my girlfriend, she actually lived in Jersey, and she experienced demonic things over in Jersey as well in one of the houses she lived in. It's just one of those things you don't want to mess with. You don't want to provoke it. Anything.
It can ruin your whole life.
It can really attach to you, and it can really kind of run your life down.
But I guess one thing that always gets me is some people who are religious don't necessarily I mean, if there's a good, there's definitely a bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's in the Bible, and it's in, all this stuff is definitely in the Bible. Maybe not as far as spirits, but demonic stuff, 100%. And you definitely don't want to fool around in, mm-hmm. in that kind of stuff. Not but going on, we had these people pull up. We had to get over there. I smacked Chaz with peanut butter.
Let's go ahead and get that out of the way. You're going to hear us talk some stupid crap, and we are random, and we like to have fun, and we laugh about the dumbest things, so you just need to bear with us when it comes to that.
anyways, so we ended up getting out of there before anything, I guess, happened. We actually, which is also another weird coincidence, man, we turned on the spirit box, and we didn't have it on for, what, 30 seconds before someone pulls up on us and makes us leave?
Yeah.
Like, that's a weird thing that I haven't put together till right now. But, and like I said, you could be like, oh, come on, you're looking for stuff. Well, when all these coincidences that we're about to explain start adding up, it becomes becomes a possibility.
And we're not. It could be in our head. Yeah. But it's just one of those things where you with what we do, and especially the content that we put out, what we try to get to y'all and what we try to get ourselves is stuff that makes you go, like, I wonder if that's, maybe. You know, like,
and we'll let y'all decide. I mean, if you think it's something, great. If you think it's nothing and you think we're a bunch of idiots, that's great too. Go ahead.
Because
and give
we
us,
are.
Go ahead and still subscribe. But anyways, that people pulled up right when we turned on the spirit box. Okay. Coincidence. We pack up, we're getting ready to leave. Another coincidence, the way these people pulled up is we pulled down past the entrance to the trail to come down. And they pulled past the entrance, probably about 50 yards past the entrance to where they were directly like adjacent to us. And to where they could, like, they couldn't see us because we had no lights on. But when we turned our lights on, they could see us. They were right there. If they had went to the entrance of the trail and stopped there, even if we turned the lights on, they wouldn't be able to see necessarily where the lights were coming from. So that's another weird coincidence that they didn't come down the trail, but all of a sudden they start getting out, like opening the doors up in the truck and stuff like this. Like,
and that's also when I told Colin, I said, look, dude, who knows? Like, what if they had a gun? Like, you know, like, we had zero clue.
I mean,
you're out in the
crazy.
Country. You have zero idea what you're dealing with at that point. I mean, and they get out of the car and they got flashlights, and we at that point, we just had to leave.
I'd rather stick to the spirits.
Exactly.
As far as instead of dealing with someone real, but not just because there's some, I mean, it's too crazy. There's too much crazy people. But anyways, we packed it up. We headed on home. Kind of bummed out, but plan on going back. Anyways, the next day, I guess, is where it picks up as far as I felt fine that night. Nothing to it. Like, just like a normal night. Not scared going to bed. No weird feelings. And like I say, weird feelings. When I say feelings, that's like my backbone as far as something's happening. Something's here. Something's not here. Just because I lived in it. We've experienced it ghost hunting. I'm confident in being able to tell when there's something there as far as how I feel. Because when the feeling that I know me personally, and Chaz says the same thing, but you can, the energy is just different, and it sounds so cliche to say,
just
but
weighs on your shoulders.
It's just like you want to hunker down, you want to hide. You can tell something is there, and it's
the best
feeling.
Way. The best way to describe it is like when you're a kid and you're in your room, and you're like, say it's like the first night, you don't have a nightlight or whatever, and you're like, you're sleeping in the dark for the first time, and you think, like, everything that you hear is something bad, and you just want to get underneath the covers. That's kind of how it feels. That's a little bit of the way that it feels. It kind of makes you just want to, like, get, you know, hide, really. That's really all it comes down to. It makes you feel a little weird. And as we say that, it starts getting a little windy out here. And
yeah.
Creepy.
Something's creaking outside the truck. I don't know. I was just checking it out. But anyways, it's like a feeling to where you are, it's like a feeling to where it's not like necessarily, it's like a kid in a nightlight, but a lot of people can say you're just getting scared. But we can walk in all these houses, man, and I can walk in some of these houses in the plantation completely alone. And I promise you, I'm not necessarily not scared. I'm pretty scared, but I feel like there's nothing here. Like, I don't feel it. And I can walk into other houses, and the moment I step in the door, I know, like, it's all right, here we go. Something's about to pop off. But anyways, the next morning, a lot of coincidences start adding up. I had a pretty bad morning as far as just unlucky stuff happening that I was just like, come on, man, this morning fucking sucks. But I work at a car wash, and I had some stuff start breaking on me. I had, you know, an O-ring completely crapped the bed, and it took me all morning to get something fixed to where I opened up the store light. That was number one as far as in the list. So like, all right, whatever. Dealt with that. Then, which doesn't really normally happen, dealt with that, then went on to start opening up the store best I could. Had to open up early as far as when we were ready, just because of, and I was the only person at the store, but as far as I had cars waiting for me to open at our scheduled time. So, anyways, the next weird thing that happens to me is I'm putting out these trash cans and stuff, and it was... I didn't have a vision and I didn't see something there, but it was something just popped into my head and it was like I blinked and it was gone. And the only thing I can compare it to is I've heard Zach on Ghost Adventures talk about it. And the only reason we keep going back to Ghost Adventures and not any other TV shows is because from all the shows that we have watched, that show in particular is the one that we can say...
We had the same kind of experience.
Like the same stuff they describe and the same stuff they document is all is really, really, really similar to what happens to us. So that's just why I always kind of go back to that as far as I would put my money on that one as far as in comparison to the rest. Anyways, this thing like kind of popped into my head and popped out, and I haven't seen this until except for at the Loganville house. And it's so weird because we were talking about it the night before when we did this first podcast, when I told y'all the story about me having that dream. And I haven't seen this since. It hasn't been in my head since, as far as I can remember it. But as far as like all of a sudden, like it popping into my head, standing somewhere, has not happened before. Mm-hmm. And I saw the man again for like a split second, and he was standing there, and he was, the only difference is that he didn't have his top hat on. And I could see his hair. I could see the oil, like his oily hair looking. And it was like kind of combed over, looking like he was about to go bald almost, like just real thin. And except he was super like stretched out. Like I told Chad on the phone.
Slender man-ish a little bit.
Yeah, like Elastic Man or whatever is what I can compare it to. As far as like when he stretches way out, he was kind of like bent over, like hunched over. And like I said, it was a split second. I saw it there. And then I kind of came to it. It was gone. And Zach, like I said, on Ghost Adventures, has talked about this before. Like, he will see all of a sudden split images of something there. It doesn't mean that it's there. It doesn't mean that everybody else can see it. But something popped into his head and said, all right, there's something, a figure's there or something like that. Which is weird because stuff can have influences on your mind and stuff. But that happened. I totally wrote it off. Totally wrote it off as me just, you know, thinking maybe I'm tired, you know, just picturing something in my head, almost like dreaming while you're awake. I don't know. I went on about my morning. Kept going on like usual. And then all of a sudden, another hose busts while I'm in the middle of washing some cars. And I go to try and fix that hose. And then all of a sudden, the hose underneath my feet, that's a soap line, busts. And comes up and hits me and then soaks my whole pants. Like, just, like, which never happens. it's like, especially, like, what are the odds of it happening as soon as I, like, just get over top of it? Like, come on, man. And anyways, so my morning was going great is what we're getting at. And I had to go dry my pants in the dryer at work. It was bad. Anyways, so, like, I'm in a great mood. And I'm trying to think exactly what happened next. I kept going on about my morning.
It's kind of when you went into the tunnel at this point.
Yeah, I went and was going to do some cleaning, and I'd been cleaning the tunnel all morning, walking, nothing was there, and then all of a sudden I found this camera sitting in our tunnel, like a Cameron camera, and which I've never found up there. So my first thought is, okay, it fell off the back of somebody's bumper that was going through the car wash, or fell out of their truck bed, or fell off their hood, or
somebody chunked it for all we know. I mean, that's definitely happened.
Whatever. And so I take it, cause it wasn't there earlier in the morning. I know for a fact, cause we have to walk and make sure nothing's broken before we open up the store. Like, we have like a checklist as far as going through and looking at stuff. But anyways, I walked out of the lot. Nobody was, nobody claimed it. I asked everybody. They didn't want to, nobody said it was theirs. So I was like, okay, that's kind of whatever. So I go back inside, and at this point, it's like 10 o'clock. We're pretty slow at this store, so I've only washed like 18 cars until 10. It was also overcast this morning, didn't help. But I go back, and I'm trying to look on the cameras to see what happened, where this came from and stuff. And then I was like, well, you know, I can look on the actual camera itself, and maybe there's a picture or a family photo or something, and I can recognize the person that came through. Because like I said, I've only done 18 cars. I'm like, oh, yeah, it was this person. They were in this car. But on the camera, the only photos that are on the camera are all of graffiti. There's 16 photos on this camera. And I'm not making this up. I promise you. Like,
no, we have promise you. The video. I can promise you it's the dead honest truth.
And the only photos on this camera are all of graffiti. And different vulgar stuff that people had done in a park, from what I can make out of it. Spray painted on different stuff. And a few things stuck out to me as far as the graffiti itself. In one picture, the graffiti, all it was a, pentagram. That's it. In one of the photos. It's like, all right, that's definitely strange as far as, demonic stuff goes, but whatever. One photo that was on the camera, it was graffitied and it said Reaper. All in red spray paint too. Just like the three marks that were on Badman at the bridge. Said Reaper on it. And I was like, okay. And kept clicking through the photos, a bunch of more vulgar stuff, blah blah blah. And then one photo just had John 3:16. I believe it said, did it say fuck John 3:16 or something?
Something like that.
It said like, I don't know. And I'm not all trying to cuss, it really was.
All of it was just like horrible stuff. But the immediate thing that we're thinking of, obviously, like hopefully you are already thinking this, is the only thing that we get the night that we go to this place is graffiti stuff.
Yeah.
That we can really.
Like symbols and stuff.
That really we got while we went there. That was like the only thing that we even came close to being like, oh, this is kind of weird, because yeah, we just didn't have time to get anything else. And then sure enough, next morning,
and like I said, the coincidences that start adding up, and I'm going to go through them all at the end of this and kind of paint the whole picture for you as far as this and this. But it's just super weird that a camera that magically appeared in the tunnel, and I don't think it magically appeared. I shouldn't say that. It's that I found in the tunnel. The only photos on it whatsoever are graffiti. And some of them aren't necessarily, a lot of them are vulgar, but some of them aren't. Some of them are like a pentagram, and some of them say Reaper, and some of them say fuck John 3:16 and stuff like that. Also, one thing Chaz pointed out about the camera when I sent him the video, the date on the camera is set in the 1980s, which obviously they weren't taken in the 1980s, but the date set on the 1980s.
It's the January 1st, 1980.
Little boy died in the 1980s. Bunch of weird stuff starts to add up when we start connecting the dots. Then I'm trying to figure out, I'm losing my mind. I'm trying to call Chaz. Chaz is at work. He's not answering the phone. He's being a real sack.
Okay. So first of all, and Colin calls me. What? Because like he said, I haven't been working the whole morning.
I'm in a ditch. He doesn't care.
We both get up like this morning. We get like 4 hours of sleep. We get back home and go to bed at like 1 a.m. We both got up at 5 a.m. this next morning. And so we're working all morning. He's trying to get in contact with me. He calls me 3 times. I get none of the phone calls.
It's also weird.
Not one. When he calls me on the way, like when I call him back when I leave work on the way home, he's telling me about all the stuff that's gone on during the day. And obviously I'm kind of like, wow, like this is kind of adding up a little bit. And as soon as we start talking about this, the phone, it sounds like on the other end, like when somebody puts you on mute and you can tell that they do, it's what it sounded like. And then the phone just cuts off and we lose the call.
Let me backtrack to like where, when I was trying to pull up on the cameras, because that was another weird coincidence.
Yeah.
Okay, so I start trying to look up at the cameras because, like I said, my best friend's being a real sack. And he is not answering the phone. So I'm looking up on these on our security cameras trying to figure out where the camera came from, who dropped it, just so I can maybe get in touch with the people who dropped it, blah, blah, blah. Of the 18 cars I'd watched before the camera, I can't find one single car that had the camera on it. Also, where the camera was in the tunnel, it is the only blind spot in our tunnel where it fell. And, like, I can see me pick it up. That's the reason I know what time I found it. I can see me pick it up as far as, because I can see my head go down and I can see my head come up. As far as the camera on the ground or the camera coming off the car, it is blocked by two pieces of equipment that were moving during the time that retract afterwards. But when they retract, they're still in the way and you can't see where it came from. I found it at a little after 10. I looked until I called you. I finally got you on the phone at what? Like after 1?
I think about 1:30 or so.
My eyes were burning from looking at these cameras so long, trying to figure, just cause I'm putting all this dots together in my head and stuff's adding up to where it's super weird stuff happening. And I'm trying to figure out where the heck did this camera come from? And I even look at different angles of cars coming into the car wash. Like maybe it's sitting on someone's bumper and I can see it on this angle, blah, blah, blah. Every single car I looked at it 2, 3, 4 times, different car, like every car. And I cannot find where this camera was. It's not on anybody's bumper. It's not on the top of their car. It's not in their truck bed. It's not, and as far as people can say, oh, how do you know it's not in the truck bed? Well, we have cameras looking in the truck bed, first off. Second, the only truck that I had that didn't have a cover over it that morning, because I only did 18, like I said, was one of the ones that was sitting on the lot that I asked them, is this yours? And they could see in the camera that it was not, the camera was not there. So that was just, I thought that was super strange that it just so happened to fall off the one spot in the tunnel that we have a blind spot. It also just so happened that I couldn't be able to find it on the cameras. And also when I was trying to find it on the cameras, the camera would all, like the computer would all of a sudden short out and it would exit me back onto like the live feed. And I'd have to pull back up and type in my passcode and pull back up our stuff. I had to probably pull back up maybe 6 or 7 different times when I'm doing this, which is also weird. Like technology stuff all of a sudden crashing. It's just kind of weird. But then I'll let Chaz go along as far as the phone call goes.
Yeah, so I'm on the way home, and I finally call him because I'm being a douchebag the rest of the whole morning. But I really don't, so I don't get any of his phone calls. He also tries to call your brother, right? Your older brother.
Yeah, I was trying to, once I realized Chaz, for all I know, is probably in Las Vegas. I tried to call my older brother, and I was going to tell him about it. And I'm on the phone with him, and the moment I start explaining everything that's happening, his phone call cuts out. I'm like, okay. I'm not, at this point, I'm not putting it all together until after all this has happened. So that way I'm not jumping to conclusions. And I'm still really skeptical about it, but just weird. Our phone call cuts out. I text him, he's like, hey, I lost you. He's like, okay, whatever. So, and by the way, I have great service. I was also connected to Wi-Fi, but I also had 4 bars of LTE. Come on. Anyways, so later on, I get on the phone. I finally get Chaz on the phone, and we're talking about it. I'm explaining to him. I'm telling him what I'm thinking as far as putting pieces together. And throughout that phone call, how many times did we randomly, us not moving in the same spot?
We're in the exact same spot. I pull, because I'm sitting right where my car is right now, where I'm looking at it. I'm sitting in the driveway. I'm connected to everything. Like Colin said, I also have, like, I'm like full bars, full service, on Wi-Fi, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And we cut out. So on the way home, we cut out. Then I pull in the driveway. We cut out it again. This is the second time that it happens. It just goes mute on the other end, and then it just cuts out, and we lose the call. It happens another time. Lose the call.
It happened like 3 or 4 times. It happens times, maybe 5.
It happens 3 times when I get home. So it happens a total of 4 times in the time span of probably 20 minutes of trying to talk to each other.
Right. And only about the ghost stuff.
And only when we start talking about that stuff. As soon as we get off on another subject, it's like it just stops, which is just weird. And what the hell was that? What was that?
Hold on, guys. We just had something kind of...
I swear, man. It's always something with us, man.
Kind of rattle something right outside the truck that was super loud. Right outside Chaz's house. But weird stuff starts happening when you start trying to talk about this stuff. That's what we found out. But
yeah, anyway, so that was kind of the end of our little, I guess, sequence of insane events.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, I'm going to wrap it all up as far as what happened. When all this stuff adds up, a bunch of like random stuff that you wouldn't think twice about on a normal day, when all of it starts adding up after and connecting back to what we did the night before, when a bunch of coincidences start happening, it becomes a possibility. And as far as the phones cutting out when you're trying to talk about this stuff, a lot of you be like, come on, man, you're reaching. Well, it could be me reaching. It honestly could be. And that's why I said I'm really skeptical about it too. But I know a lot of people have talked about when you're trying to talk about this kind of stuff, especially in particular, like specific entities, you will experience phone calls dropping or technical stuff going out as far as text messages, stuff not delivering, stuff. Because the more you know, the more you know. Mm-hmm. And anyways, when all this stuff adds up, the likelihood of all this kind of occurring is just weird to me. Camera dropping. First off, bad morning. And that's, a lot of people will say that happens as far as demonic stuff goes. They'll make your life hell. And my life wasn't hell, but it was just a bad morning. Bad morning. Camera dropping in the one spot in the tunnel that I could not see what car it came off of. The camera on it having only graffiti on it. Only graffiti. No random photos, no family photos. 16 pictures on this camera, and all 16 were of graffiti. Some of possible demonic stuff as far as a pentagram, Reaper, fuck John 3:16. And super strange. Mm-hmm. So that happens. Me trying to pull up the footage on the camera where it happened at, the equipment malfunctioning and not letting me do so, resulting in me taking all day to figure out that, all right, I'm not finding this and on any vehicle, not being able to see it also on any vehicle. And I want to go ahead and clarify too, I'm not saying that this camera magically appeared. I don't think that for a second, that it just appeared out of thin air. I don't think that. But I do think that if something dark or something, you know, powerful was orchestrating all these events, it could influence things to make it happen to where we wouldn't be able to find a reasonable explanation. I could buy that. As far as it falling off here, as far as whatever took these photos of the graffiti, it falling off because we just saw that last night, it all connecting the dots, the equipment malfunctioning, stuff like that. So then when I try and tell people about what's going on, more technical stuff starts failing as far as phone calls, receptions, not just with Chaz, but with different people. And you could be saying it's just your reception, like I said, Wi-Fi and 4 bars of LTE. So, just a bunch of strange stuff, and we're not trying to point fingers, we're not trying to say, holy crap, they're all over us, this is crazy.
Like we said, we're just trying, our goal is to provide content to people like y'all, I mean, that maybe will make y'all think the same thing like us, like, like I wonder what y'all are running into, which, because, right. I mean, we have no more idea than any of y'all that listen to it. I mean, we're just in the moment and y'all hear about it. I mean, that's really the only difference when it comes down to, do you believe us or not? I mean, that's up to anybody to decide. You don't have to believe it. You never really have people believe it, to be honest with you.
And as far as other people who are listening, it could help you put some dots together. Well, this happened to me, and then this happened, and it all kind of relates when you think about it back to this.
For the people intrigued, though, I will say this, for the people that are intrigued in this stuff, just like we are, it's like cliche to say it, but, and if you want to, obviously, we're not going to sit here and tell you what to do. You should be careful, like we say. Like, you shouldn't just be like, oh, this sounds really cool. Like, we should go do something like this. Be careful where you go. Be careful what you do. Research before you go places. know what you're getting yourself into, because some of these things are...
They can kill you.
They're no joke. I mean, like, really no joke. And it's...
And not saying they can kill you when you go there, they're going to kill you, but they can make certain events happen to where... They can mentally
debilitate you. I mean, all kinds of stuff.
They can tear you down. It's bad. And that's why, like I said in the last podcast, when you do this kind of stuff, you've got to stay as far as emotionally strong. And I know that sounds stupid to say, but when you let yourself become vulnerable as far as emotionally and mentally is when they target you. You're the weak link. They're going to target you. So you're going to beat them at their own game. And, I mean, you just got to be careful, man. I mean, it's so stupid to say, because you're like, well, y'all are doing it. Yeah, we're doing it, but we've also, I mean, I also lived with it for over a year. I also, Chaz did. I mean, Chaz, we've had experiences to where we got into it. We also did a lot of research. I mean, pretty much our whole lives as far as watching stuff and researching stuff, learning what to do and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, and it sounds, we don't know everything. We don't. I wouldn't compare myself to one of these professional people for a second. Not happening.
Mm-hmm.
But.
And we intended on this being a sort of relatively short episode, but we're.
Yeah, we kind of got on a ramble, huh?
But that's really kind of going to... That's going to do it for this episode, I think. We got some more stuff coming, that's for sure. And this is just kind of the beginning of stuff. I mean, we could sit around... Obviously, we could sit around and talk about this stuff for hours and just keep on with it, but...
And we're not going to do ghost stuff 100% of the time.
Yeah, I mean, this is just kind of what we start off with. Like we said from the get-go, this is something that we connected with, so this is going to be something that we just kind of...
It's going to be our backbone.
Yeah, this is kind of stuff that we... like to put out, and people are interested in this kind of stuff, whether they believe it or not. They even, you know, people don't believe it, but they'll still watch it or they'll listen to it. So
it's entertaining. I mean, whether you don't believe in it or not, it's definitely entertaining.
Exactly.
So, I mean, believe us or not, all I can say is if you don't, I hope you like peanut butter in the back. Whoa! Is this on? Is this on?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Check mic. Is that the second episode?
All right, guys. That's episode 2, and we hope you really enjoyed it. We have a lot more good content coming your way. We're really excited. We're kind of trying to open up a little bit more to you guys. We're, like we said from the get-go with us, you're kind of getting a lot of stupid, a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, that's for sure. We don't take much serious, that's for sure. We can tell you that.
Yeah, I mean... Chaz don't take much of anything seriously. He's kind of a
real tool.
He's a different breed. We'll just get there. I don't even know why I'm sitting next to him. But anyways, we're definitely serious about as far as what we talk about. We love what we do as far as ghosts, different stuff like that, what we're going to talk about. And we hope to entertain y'all through that. But we also want to make you laugh. I mean, too many people are too serious about too many things nowadays. Yeah, right. So... We're just going to be ourselves as far as still have some credibility, but hopefully entertain and laugh a little bit. So
That's going to wrap it up for us, guys. Peace out.
See ya.